Airport officials say there is no overlap in the markets the airlines serve. U.S. Airways has 13% of the local market, while American has 14%. American flies to 5 destinations from Port Columbus, and U.S. Airways serves 4 destinations. U.S. Airways CEO Doug Parker says the two carriers shared 12 routes in the U.S., so his airline's customers will have access to 130 additional cities.
Similarly, there are 62 cities served by U.S. Airways, not by American. So by the same token, American passengers who couldn't get to those cities on American now will be able to get there on American.
American Airlines CEO Tom Horton says the deal allows for further investment in operations.
We'll be able to continue to make the investments in products and services that distinguish the top-tier players in today's very competitive global industry.
Both companies say the $11 billion merger creating the world's largest airline will not affect customers until the third quarter, when it's expected to be finalized. They say some workers will see layoffs, but employees will have more opportunity for improved compensation and benefits.